Yisrael Salanter had a Talmid that is called Rabbi Yitzchok Blat. And this Rabbi Yitzchok Blazer, printed in the Sefer Or Yisrael on the back, it's called Koich Ve'Oir, a Maimar. But the Maimar was written more to convince people to learn Musa. This was Be'etzim, the Yesod of the Maimar. You know, some people learn Musa, some people don't learn Musa. A little bit people learn, most people don't. And the Maimar was really written to give incentive to people to want to learn Musa. And the Maimar, this Maimar, I think it will answer a lot of questions to the people, or maybe give a new picture to the Yiras Shemayim, what all of us want to have and have to have. And it's two parts. I want to build with Mesuda. First part, in the beginning, he brings down that we know and that the whole world as a Siba and as a Mesayfer. So a person goes to the store because he wants to buy food. Then he needs to eat because he wants to live. Because he wants to live because he wants to enjoy. Sometimes you buy food because you like the food. So it means that for enjoying, a person, the Moshe, wants to go to vacation. So he makes money, he buys a ticket, and he goes to the place that he wants to. So it means that the place that he's going to, this is mamish, very important for him. It's worth for him the whole summer to work to make a couple dollars, that he could buy a ticket, that he could get to the place that he wants to get. So all the things before are called mesayvev. And there's a siba. Everything is a mesayvev is in a siba. And the more that you see mesayvevim and mesayvevim and mesayvevim, so you could chap how big is the siba. The person is working like Meshuggah, is cleaning his house and he's buying stuff to clean. The stomach, go chosh of a person is coming. This is the way in the world. Everything be'etzem and olam hazeh is like circles around circles. You see how important is the last step? Chazal say, Reish is chochmo yiras Hashem. Seif kol odovo, saloikim, hakol nishma es saloikim yore. The Gemara says in Yume Dafa in Beis, Mai dichsiv, lo mezo mechir biyad ksil, oi leseineyem shel talmidei chachomim, sheoiskim batoiro ve'en bohem yira shomai. Oi leseineyem shel talmidei chachomim, שאויסקים בתוירו ואין לו אמיר השומיים. כמו דנה, אויסק בתוירו ואין לו אמיר השומיים. אומר רבי יחמן משום רב שימא יוחאי אצל גמור עם ברוכס, אין לו לקדוש ברוך הוא בגנוזוב אלא אויצר של עיר השומיים. כל אדם שיש בתוירו ואמיר השומיים די מלגיז בו, שמוס ומפתח אס פנימי אס, מפתחס חיצני אסלי מסרולי. חזרתר, אין לה קדוש ברוך הוא, אין לו עיר השמיים. עיר השמיים is so important. תלמיד חוכם that learns and doesn't have עיר השמיים, אוי לו לסיניהם של תלמידי חכומים. כמו השם שואל ממחו, כי אם לעירו אס השם, עיר השמיים. So we see that עיר השמיים is very, very, תמיד חוכם, נוס כל התרא כולו, בלי דוז נעביר השמיים, אוי לסיניהם. אוי לסיניהם שתמידי חכומים, that they don't have. מו השם שם ממחו, כי אם לעירו אס השם. אתם בלבינו לאב או לעירו, השם מכו. It's a very big zach. Even the תרא has to get us to come to the madrigas to have עיר השמיים. Yira Shomayim, this is his first academic, goes, Mur Chazalim, but Lin Yoneinu, it's enough, these Chazalim. Second thing, he builds the next Yisoid that everyone knows also Poshet. There's two kinds of Yiras Shomayim. There's Yiras HaOynash and there's Yiras HaRoimimus. Yiras HaOynash is the lower Madrege of Yiras Shomayim. This is the beginning. Chaim Salvov says, you can't be masig nosing in Avodas Hashem if you don't have the Madrege for Yiras Shomayim, the Poshet Yiras Shomayim. And then there's the higher Yiras Shomayim, it's called Yiras HaRoimimus. We'll get it in a second. Doesn't make a difference. For sure, a big amount of the Chazalim are speaking about the first Yiras Shomayim that is called Yiras HaOynash. Zogt Reb Yitzchok Blaser, here I wanted to listen. So before I knew these things, it was very hard for me to understand. But I think this opens the Havon of every Bacher. Fear is not a thing that you have to explain to people. Yeah, if there's a lion standing near you, some people it happens to them even with a dog, yeah? You don't have to explain to them to be scared. And not only that, even if a person has a fester taiva, it could be a taiva to go on the road, also a place these things to go around, yeah? But when he goes out, imam, he stands in line for 5 hours, he wants to go quick around, yeah? But when he's there, he screams from pachad, yeah? It's gishmak over pachad. He could work to get to there and be scared. Person wants to make some money, he goes in a dangerous place, imam, he's chittering, you know, he's smuggling around, yeah? He wants money. His imam is doing the taiva. He needs the money, he's doing it. But his heart is beeping like chves nishvos. Even if it's full with taiva, the yira is there. Yira doesn't disappear. You want to go somewhere. There's a dog in the way. You're scared. When you want to go, you go. You're scared. But you stop to be scared because you want to be there? No. Taiva never shuts scared. Never. Scared is a teva. It's a metzius. You don't have to work to be scared. You have to work not to be scared. It's a metzius. It's a teva of the Adam that he has a pacha. But some people start with a little bug in it. Different people go different sizes when they get scared. But everyone has a pachad. And even if you like something and you're scared, the pachad is there. But everyone in the world, at least that is in this room, believes Siddur Schar V'Einish. Not even one person that doesn't believe in Schar V'Einish. At least I'm saying, Neteir. So why are we not scared? What do you say? No, when I'm busy with my taiva, I forget. What do you forget? I didn't ask you be frum. I didn't ask you stay erlach. Do averus. I'm saying some different rules, but do averus, yeah? But why are you not scared when you're doing the averus? You decide to smuggle in 5 tape recorders even. You pass the green, you know, you're nervous. You look around. You're nervous. Maybe someone will help you. You have 2 packs of cigarettes. You're nervous. You're doing it, you're geschmack, you plan to do it, you're not planning not to do it. You have something that you're scared, what are you obeying? You do, but you're scared, you're looking at someone that's looking. You're scared. Siddur Ribbono Shel Olam. No one is a apikoyos. V'oraya, everyone wants a good seat in Rosh Hashanah, everyone wants to have a good zman, everyone wants, but we believe in it. So what happened to Yiras Shamayim? And the old answer that people think, because I'm busy with my taivas, this is the reason I don't have Yiras Shomayim, it's a bluff. The person could be the biggest taiva in the world. He was waiting for years to go around that little thing that goes that turns around. And he screams from pachad. Maybe he enjoys that. What is the answer? Pachad is a metzias. He enjoys it, and he's scared. Enjoys and scared. And you don't see a person that is eating in a restaurant, but not the best hechsher, that he's eating and is shivering. I'm not saying don't eat, but shiver when you eat. No shivering. Why? Zogt Reb Yitzchok Blaser. This is the yesoid that I think if Bochum will know that, maybe it will change their life. This yesoid. Pachat is one of the teva that Hashem created in the world. So the taiva, different kind of taivas, Pachad. There's a teva. Pachad is a teva. Klape yira shomayim, Hashem took away the teva from the person to have a pachad for yira shomayim. It's not the teva ha'odom to have pachad for yira shomayim. Why Hashem did it? Because He gave us p'chira. At the same time that He gave p'chira to the world, the metzius is to be apikoyres. Hashem didn't create us. Everyone knows the Siddur Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If the teva, if pachad from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be the metzius, will be not shaykh to do aveira kimat. Will not be shaykh. B'meila, the pachad from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the pachad from oynish v'schar, first era, we speak before the era, hamerumemes, is not the teva odom. It's not kovua beteva odom. It's not dir beteva. This is the reason a person knows and he forgets. Pachad, you don't forget. Pachad is an instinct. Klapi the ganze welt, pachad is an instinct, a metzias. The biggest tithe in the world will not shut a pachad. The biggest tithe will never cover. This is the metzias. Doesn't cover it. It's there. Yira shomayim. Hashem made the metzias that a person doesn't have the pachad. Person doesn't have the pachad. But Hashem wants us to have Yira Shomayim. Hashem is expecting us to have Yira Shomayim. We have a mitzvah to have Yira Shomayim. We have a mitzvah to have Yira Shomayim. This is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from a person. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from a person to have a Yira Shomayim. Mo Hashem shoel mimcho, kim le'iro, kim le'iro. This Yira Shomayim only comes when you work on Yira Shomayim. If you don't work on Yira Shomayim, you don't have Yira Shomayim. This is the Metzius. If you don't work on Yira Shomayim, Yira Shomayim doesn't come. And a part of the job of the person in this world, like he has a tafkid to learn Torah, like he has a tafkid to daven, Mo Hashem shoyel mimcho, ki im le'yiro oisi. Person would come up to the Shomayim, they would tell him, what's with Yira Shomayim? Shomayim was in Seder every day. They would tell him, one time when you did something bad, you were scared? But you're absolutely upset that you did it, that you had bad feelings. No such thing as Yira Shomayim. Yira means sweat. Everyone knows what scared means. A bachur could come, and this is the whole be'etzem, his akdama to the Muslim. A person will come to the Shomayim after Mer Ve'esrim, and they will show him the hundreds of psukim v'Yira Shomayim. And you say, what do you mean? I didn't go with the jacket out of yeshiva. I had the jacket. I never walked without a hat and jacket. Was a shaykh of Yira Shomayim the other time. I never did Aveira. Was my Mishnah Choshev Bochum. You had Yira Shomayim. You were scared. It was 2 minutes before the end of Krishma. You were mamish scared that you will miss Krishma. You were scared to go to sleep. You know, when you have a trip, you know, sometimes you can't fall asleep if you have to wake up 5 o'clock, because just in case you will not wake up. Every morning, you know, the Biskarov could not fall asleep by night because he was nervous he would not wake up for Krishna. Like, you're nervous if you have to catch a plane at 5 o'clock. So you don't put down your head even for 5 minutes. Because he was scared. He had Yira Shomayim. He managed to bring back the teva of Yira Shomayim. This is Be'etzem, the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyel mimcho. Ki im le'iro es Hashem. Kim le'iro es Hashem. Not to believe a Siddur Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And you have to understand, it's a bigger chovah by him. This is the pshat that Hashem gave a mitzvah in this Indian. Well, the mitzvah to be scared. If you believe, you're scared. If you don't believe, you're not scared. It's a ganze mitzvah viras Hashem. What is a ganze mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? But the mitzvah is to picture how scary it's. So, if I know the picture, I'm scared. The mitzvah had to be a moon, not iras Hashem. If you believe, you have iras Shemayim. So a person will ask, if there's a mitzvah of iras Shemayim, and the iras Shemayim doesn't come me'elov, how a person is zeicher to be yores Hashem? And I'm scared to say over again the Gemara. Oy lesoineyem shel talminei chachomim she'oiskim batoiro ve'ein lo emira shomayim. It's a pachat. It's chazalim. I don't want to say over. Hashav, a person sits and learns day and night, and he doesn't have ira shomayim. Rabbi Shalom doesn't want him. Rabbi Shalom doesn't want him. I gave him mitzvah. Mo Hashem shoyel mimcho. Kim le'iro es Hashem. We don't even understand. We don't even know Hashem shoyel mimcho. Or I have ira shomayim, or I don't have ira shomayim. Hashem wants to do the mitzvahs, doesn't want me to do the mitzvahs. The answer is, ira shomayim is a zach that the Ribbono shel Olam is mourning by people. This is the Messiah. The Ribbono shel Olam is mourning by people, ira shomayim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser goes in his Mahalach, and Be'etzem, this is Be'etzem his Akdome to Tnua Samusa, what he's trying to explain. I said a little bit, there's a letter of 100, maybe 20, 30, 40, no, the new one's 100 page. But to be Masbir, the necessary, what Rabbi Yisrael brought down, and you have to learn Musa, and you have to work on ira shomayim, and it's a ganze bismedrash to learn ira shomayim. Because if a person doesn't learn it, he doesn't get it. Person, Yishal HaShoyel. Now we understand that there's a Musag of Yira Shemayim, that this is not B'teva HaOdom. Hashem gave it to the Bechir of yourself to decide to have the Yira Shemayim. And it's up to you to decide to put on yourself the Kerach of Yira Shemayim. And this is your job to do. But you should assure us, so what I have to do to myself? I'm a Yerushalayim, I'm not a Yerushalayim, I can't say the word I'm a Yerushalayim. A person that wants to be a Yerushalayim. So what I do? What I do to be kind of the Skinian to be a Yerushalayim? How I get there? How I get to have the Skinian to be a Yerushalayim? To be a person that will have the Skinian? Here Be'etzem we hold it. So what is the Shaykh's Be'etzim to Chodesh Elul? So I want to be Masbir. Be'etzim, it's a mitzvah that every Yeshiva Bacher has to know that is a tafkid. And when they come up to the Shomayim, they will ask you, you had Yira Shomayim or you didn't have Yira Shomayim? You had Yira Shomayim or you didn't have Yira Shomayim? But what is the Shaykh's to Elul? So I want to be Masbir. Both things together. Be'etzem, the avoida of Elul, mentioned a little bit already, is kirva l'Hashem. It's two ways, it's two parts of the avoida. Now I'll explain. We have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in front of us. There's one avoida, say B'sheiresh, all of these forim that Be'etz Hashem will see them, Kaseida, is to get yourself in tshuva, to decide to be a different person, to fix yourself. This is one big child of the whole avoda of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's a whole chelik. It's another whole chelik. If avoda Hashem in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if kirva Hashem. And a person that skips one of them, and he only works on the one that, you know, you teach little kids, too busy with tshuva, kabbalas, that we have to go all through all of it. They open the machzor, they don't find where they could do all of these things. They try to find a couple of words that they could cry, a couple of words that they could work on. But the machzor and everything doesn't cater to these kind of people. Al-Khayt, it's Chal and Shabbos, you even can't say Al-Khayt. There's a lot of problems. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, Chal and Shabbos. You don't find, where's the Rosh Hashanah? You're looking for the Rosh Hashanah. You can't find the Rosh Hashanah. But for sure it's a very big chelik of the Rosh Hashanah. And you have to work on it. But the second chelik of Rosh Hashanah and the May, Imru lefonai malchiyis kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, the musig of the amlochas haribayna sheloilot. To have the Yiras Hashem, maybe to touch also the Yiras HaRoimimus. This is Be'etzem the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. So I would say like this. Even if the whole year Be'etzem, this is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was Miyased, Nua Samusa, the Avoid of Yiras Hashem, for sure in Chodesh Elul, at least till Rosh Hashanah, like I said in Shabbos, it's not a fake. Ramban explains, it's not a fake. You fake a couple weeks. The Metzius is, I give you a marshal, I heard once a good marshal. The king comes to visit your house. The king is coming, you clean the house, you wash the house, you paint the house, you buy flowers, you buy all different psalmim, you decorate the house, you put fancy lights outside. The king comes. What, he thinks that all the year the fancy lights are outside? No. If you don't put the fancy lights, it's very upset. You didn't prepare for him. If you put the fancy lights, well, he thinks every time you have it? No. So what are you trying to do here? The Talmud says, that I want the king to stay by me. So I make the place that the king is staying ready for the king. I clean it in the way that the king could stay here. I decorate it in the way that the king could stay here. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem comes down. Dirshus Hashem b'imotzoi kiruhu b'yoysoi kroif. Oiri v'ishi, oiri ze Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happens when the king stays by you? When he leaves, it's worth it that the king stays by you. He leaves packages, he leaves presents, he takes care of you when he's by you. You want him to stay by you. But the staying by you, this is the bracha. After we see in the Chazal, the Oroin, where the Oroin HaKodesh stayed in Beis Oved, Vayivorech Hashem is Beis Oved, Vayivorech Hashem is Beis Lavan. When the Kedusha stays, the Gemara says, Miyad leKedusha bracha. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is to make yourself a place that the Shechina, when it comes in Yom Adin, the Eved shows he was Muchan to Mekabel Pnei HaMelech. Even if he leaves later, it doesn't mean that now he's planning to leave the lights for the whole year. This is the second chelek, the avoid of the Kabbalists, you have to do tshuva. If you're a bad person, the king doesn't like you. We'll speak about in the other weeks the avoid of the tshuva. But the first chelek is the avoid of the Roimimus, the Yiras Hashem. A person has to know, while it's not a teva, so you can't say, okay, but I decide, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm accepting Yira Shamayim. Okay, come. Yira, Yira, kum. As Avian learning, you have to be Omel, and Yira, you have to work on Yira Shamayim. How you work on Yira Shamayim? Rabbi Yisrael was Mechadesh, it's really the Chidush, by learning Musa. It was the Chidush of Rabbi Yisrael. Hope learning Musa. Every person picks up a different Sefer Musa. Sometimes you read a Sefer Musa from someone that's living in our deserts. It could be even smaller from you sometimes. But the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael, he explains, the fact that you sit and you say, I want to be Yoreh Me'Hashem, and you take time, that you want to be Oyved, and having Yira Shomayim, Hashem gives it to you in a Kinyan. And he explains, it's so clear. It's nothing really what to work on. Because the details are enough reason to be scared. We believe in it. What is the raya we believe in it? Because if not, we'll just take off our head and Yarmulke and we'll do what we want. We believe in it. If we don't believe that it's there, so why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we here? Novos, that believing in it, if without deciding to work, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mimcho, to work on the Yire, it doesn't click in. When you work, it clicks in. How? It's no how. The Metzius is enough reason to be scared. It's no new information. Person thinks, oh, what I will hear, that they burn there, not stand. It's such a fire, 10 feet fire. And it's green and black and white together, and snakes. There's no difference. Everyone knows the Gehenna is not Gishmak. And to know it a lot, and to know it a little, it helps for 2 minutes. Because we know, well, Raya, we don't do Averis, we know this is not Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The fact that you live it every day, you stop and you misbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is running the world. This is the reason Rabbi Yisrael was mechadish to learn Musa b'Yisleivis. What was the Musa b'Yisleivis? It doesn't make a difference what sefer Musa you're holding. Because again, the information doesn't make a lot of difference. People think Alam Ali Rashamayim is to know this information. We know this information. So we now know it clearly. Everyone heard once very festish Muslim how bad it's Gehenna. Finish. I'm telling you, if someone told you once that if you eat this, you die, you don't have to hear it again. So someone will tell you, show you a kind of apple. If you eat this red apple, you die. You don't forget. You just don't eat that red apple anymore. Not, well, so I'll tell you, it's not the time you die. You mamish blow up. And I forget, you blow up the pieces and you mamish suffer for 2 weeks. Then someone mechazik and Moshe. It's nothing but the mechazik. You know the information. And we na aronim. A person has to know. Chazal say, when he has Yirah Shomayim, how a person can measure himself if he has Yirah Shomayim? He will start to see how his nizar and averas, how he's scared. He's scared to be nichshol. He's scared to be nichshol. Chazal say, Gemore, don't understand this Gemore, but as I say the Gemore, we could say over the Gemore, Rav Amram Chasida, they found two shvuyos, that there were mats of them from the Shevi. So they said, where do they put them? There's no one in charge of them, and they know no one will be nichshol with them. So they said, they will put it by Rav Amram Chasida. So they put it by Rav Amram Chasida. But they didn't want to be yichud, so he had a second floor. In that day, the way when the second floor was not built in, he had like a wood ladder, a wooden ladder that you could climb up to the second floor. So they put these two shvuyas up by night in the second floor, and they took down the ladder. It was a ladder that you had to have 10 people to pick it up. In the middle of the night, Rav Amram Chasida got up. Again, we don't understand what the Gemara means. And the Gemara said that Rav Amram Chasida took the ladder, and he picked up the ladder to go up the steps. So he started to yell, Nura bebeis Amram! Nura bebeis Amram! It's a fire! So the whole city heard that it's a fire, so everyone came. So Al Talmidim come, they see Rav Amram Chasida with pajamas climbing at the ladders to go to this. Omroi Talmidov, Rebbe, Kisafton. You embarrassed us. You embarrassed us. We say we have Amram Chasida Chasidim, yeah? Now I will tell us, look at your Rebbe. Omar Lehu, Mutav Kasiftu Behai Alme, Vole Kasiftu Behalme Daosi. What do you want? I mean, not to tell you, I would do it. Upstairs, you come to the Shemaim, you'll find your Rebbe, a Balaveya, be more geschmack for you. Vashkait in that Gemara. Again, we don't understand what Taiva, we don't understand Bichlal, Golgol Mechaveira, we don't understand these Gemoras, and it's not relevant to our, that Chelek of the Gemara. But, state in the Gemara, Rav Amram Chasida had Yirah Shomayim. He said, I know, I'm so embarrassed here, but I'll be even more embarrassed there. He was living the Yirah Shomayim. When he's living the Yirah Shomayim, the biggest bizoyin in the world will not make you to make the smallest chet in the world. Because you live the Yirah Shomayim. When a bacher will find himself that he can't fall asleep because he's going to skin to get to miss Krishme, he will know he has Yirah Shomayim. He doesn't want to go with the enemy for Shabbos because Amol they speak the Lashon Hara. Maybe he'll be Nichshol. He's so scared. He will realize that he has Yirah Shomayim. Yirah Shomayim is a kinyan. It's a kinyan. It's no deep zachen. Because the information we know, and it's enough a reason to be scared. I'll tell you, to go in between the Arabs, it's not gishmak. Why? Because it's information that sometimes they kill. Yeah? When was the last time that someone killed in the old city? I don't remember. When's the last time? Here and there you can count it on one finger and two fingers and three fingers. How much you know? Five people, six people? And you go in the Arab, you sit there like a face nishvas. Every person does speaks one Lashon Hara is much worse. The information is enough to be scared. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is the chidush. and Rabbi Yisrael. You have to work on it. What do you have to work on? Not to have bigger pictures, the pictures you know. So the Poshta Eitz, and I'm saying, B'farish Hashoneh, Eimas Adin. If a person gets to the Eimas Adin, he gets a Shana Teivu Mesuka. He gets a Shana Teivu Mesuka. But it's not in one-time information. So the Chofetz Chaim says it already. To learn Musa on the 40 days, he brings down, to learn Musa on Chodesh Adar. What to learn Musa about? You shall achieve him, say Shalom. Don't say it, so what? But if you prevail yourself, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm skilled from Hashem, and I'm working on it, this makes the Kinyan Evir HaShemayim. Maybe a person Alamol doesn't feel, why to learn Musa? Why to work on it? What a change. No problem. If you have a different recipe how to get Evir HaShemayim, do it. Because when you don't have a different recipe, Medav Chapin Arayim. And I'm saying, the whole year is another Avodah. Of another week. How much days are left? 18 days. Mamash. Gomish. Bizoyan. 18 days are left for Rosh Hashanah. Before you know it's here. Take on yourself. And I'm telling you again, when you get a little bit Kinyan, you start to feel it. There's no big things to feel. You don't know how gishmak it is. It's a little bit scary, but it's as a gishmak. You can't fall asleep because you have to say Krishma tomorrow. You're so nervous to go to sleep 3 o'clock. How you will say Krishma tomorrow? How you bench without a bench? Maybe you'll skip a word. You're so nervous. And you see the bigger people are more nervous. That's not because people at Alamo have a question. What is the pshat? We, Rosh Hashanah is coming, you're not so nervous. The Gdolim didn't speak for 40 days, 50 days, 60 days. Tainis Dibu, Tainis Achila, Tainis Shtia. Every time people wonder to themselves, why the more choshev people are more serious? The Talmud says, it's no shaychas. I'll give you a moshe. I heard once in a Givaldik Gezal. You take a kid 2 years old in the old city. He's not scared. If he tries to pull the Arabs, the clothes, yeah? The older person is shivering. The kid doesn't understand. I have to shiver. Why my father is shivering? But we understand. The father knows he's in the old city. Yeah. Bad neighborhood. Yeah? The little kid is not nervous. The little kids are not nervous. The older person has Yirat Shamayim. Not that he has more Averas. He has less. You have one Avera, one Arab out of a million stabs. And everyone is scared from him. This is the Metzius. If a person gets a kin in Yirat Shamayim, a person has to know, Talmid Chochem She'oisek, Oy Lohem Lesoineim Shetamid Chachomim, She'oiskim Batoiro Ve'elem Yirat Shamayim. Lo'asid Lovai, you'll be mon to have Yirat Shamayim.